The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Clinton is sorry again. Biden is waiting. Trump is talking. And long live the Queen, Queen Elizabeth II, is the longest reigning monarch. So we will definitely honor her. Right. Also at the end of the hour, Iron E. Singleton, are you a Walking Dead fan? Yep. That actor is going to chat with us for a while about The Walking Dead and the huge success of zombies. What's up with that? But very thrilled at the beginning of the show, especially coming through a holiday weekend. We've got Chris Paps with us. He's the author of a new book called Capital Murder, an investigative reporter's hunt for answers in a collapsing city. What's really cool about Chris is if you wind the clock back, and we talked about this a bunch on America Tonight, if you wind the clock back to 2011, remember Harrisburg was the first and the only capital city in our history to file for bankruptcy. Now there's a lot of questions about what other cities could file for bankruptcy. So he's perfect to join us on this show. If you're in D.C., you can catch him on ABC, WJLA. He works there. Hey, Chris, thanks for coming on.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So let's talk about Harrisburg, since you really dove into that and covered what happened there. Take us back to the beginning steps. What was the downfall of that city?
Well, it all goes back to 1982 when Harrisburg elected this new mayor. This was a guy that came into office, into a city that nobody really wanted to run. Harrisburg was really your typical Rust Belt town. It was a city that throughout the 70s lost about 25% of its population. And that's 25% of your population that can afford to leave, leaving people behind that don't have the tax base to really fund the city. So a guy took over, and you know the railroads had shut down, and the manufacturing had left the city, and the city really was pretty much dead at that point. So this guy comes in, and he needs to find ways to get the city money. So he starts engaging in these accounting tricks and these financial tricks. And he starts taking money from accumulating through these things and reinvest it back in the city. And before you know it, you have a guy who's been mayor for 28 years. He's almost mayor for three decades. He accumulates a massive amount of power within the city. And when he was doing all these tricks and accumulating money and reinvesting that money back into the city was growing. And institutions were coming to town. And the people who were living in the city and the people that were around the city in the suburbs and through central Pennsylvania were seeing this mayor that was doing absolutely incredible things. A baseball team came to town, the AA affiliate for the Washington Nationals is the Harrisburg Senators. He brought them there and built them a beautiful stadium. New high-rises were coming up. He built the National Civil War Museum, the National Firemen's Museum, both of which are in Harrisburg. He created the Whitaker Center for Performing Arts, Harrisburg University of Science and Technology. New buildings, new businesses, new people coming in. He did these incredible things, won national honors. In 2006, this guy's named the greatest mayor in Harrisburg. But the entire time, he was financially gutting the city and running up massive amounts of debt that nobody actually wanted to look at, because all the people in the city wanted to see were new buildings, baseball teams, and museums, and not what he was actually doing. And after this man was mayor for 28 years, winning national accolades, the year after he leaves office, 1 year later, the city becomes the first and still the only capital city in American history to file for bankruptcy. What this man accomplished, what he was able to do, was just absolutely remarkable. So as an investigative reporter, when I got to the city and I started seeing what was happening and seeing what he was getting away with, I decided that I had to write this book, Capital Murder, so the rest of the country learns what not to do. I mean, Harrisburg is a shining example of a city that we need to learn from and say, listen, what this city went through was a remarkable financial collapse. The people of this city suffered. The quality of life deteriorated. Like, you can't even imagine when the city went into bankruptcy. And everybody was just lauding this incredible mayor they had for 28 years. And he was the guy that did it. And nobody wanted to see it because the city looked like it was doing better under his reign. It's an incredible story.
So the upshot is, to avoid this from happening in other places, it means you can't have a government that's unchecked. You got to hold their feet to the fire, right? And be diligent.
He was remarkably unchecked. Because this was a guy, as I said, he inherited a dead city. And people were looking at the things that were happening, and then he just created this incredible amount of trust within the electorate. And again, after 28 years, most of his reelection campaigns, nobody even bothered to run against him. He was getting the Republican and the Democratic nomination. He was a Democrat, but he was getting the nomination of both major political parties, and he was just doing whatever he wanted to do. I say in the book that he was a dictator, and that's exactly what he became. He built up so much power that nobody could do anything in the city without his approval. And he handpicked his own city council, because if he didn't support you, you didn't get elected to city council. And the same thing applied to treasurer. The same thing applied to the controller of the city. All the elected officials he hand chose, he had a bunch of yes men. And it was also a situation where the media was not willing to hold him accountable. I mean, it's hard for me to even understand that, because being a member of the media, when I got to the city in 2010, 9 months after he left office, I saw that the news media just largely let him do whatever he wanted to do. He wasn't being held accountable. And you add all of these things together, and that's how you get financial collapse. That's how you get incredible amounts of debt being accumulated in a city without the people of the city even knowing it, because nobody wanted to look into the record. They just wanted to see new buildings being built and baseball teams coming to town. This is a formula that a lot of cities in America are duplicating, where their elected officials are building huge amounts of debt, building stadiums, for example, municipal stadiums, things that maybe their elected leaders shouldn't really be focusing on, but it's things like that that get politicians reelected. And in the process, they're building up massive amounts of debt. And if we have more cities going through what Harrisburg went through, it's going to be a rough patch for America.
Boy, no kidding. Chris Paps, how do we get a copy of your book, Capital Murder?
Amazon, Barnes & Noble, most online places where, you know, people can normally get their books. And I hope that people check it out, because if more cities go through what Harrisburg went through, America's going to be in trouble. We give examples of how life deteriorates inside a city going through a financial bankruptcy, how the people within the city suffer, the city services that get cut. It was awful, and it didn't have to happen. Did not have to happen.
And I agree with you. Chris, thanks so much. We appreciate the time. Think about it. Think of your hometown. I can think of one mayor, the mayor of Detroit. Talk about a city that tanked because of its mayor. 855-266-5283. You can flip me a call. Coming up next, odds and ends. Serena Williams and Donald Trump, what do they have in common?
The case until the bastards break. There's no trace of the
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hope you had a long week. Hope you had a chance to spend some time with your fam and you feel rested and relaxed. Donald Trump and Serena Williams were both in New York City together. He was watching her match with his wife. From a box, Serena Williams was on the court playing her sister, beating her in three sets, 6-2, 1-6, 6-3. She now moves on to yet another match closer, the semis, to the promised land, which would be winning the U.S. Open and the calendar Grand Slam. Speaking of winning, Donald Trump is winning all the polls, every poll in sight. For as much as people want to knock him down, you can't take him as somebody who's not a threat. How can we not take him as a threat when he continues to annihilate anybody that's near him, the competition, Jeb Bush? Jeb Bush can get as angry as he wants. But the bottom line is, for whatever you think of the polls, how is it that Donald Trump is trumping, pardon the pun, one Jeb Bush and everybody else in the pack? Ben Carson is the flavor of the month. He seems to be on his heels a little bit. Still so early in the game. Still so early in the game, right? Speaking of being early in the game, and this is a little bit of odds and ends here on ATN, Stephen Colbert, now is the late show dude. After all those years of David Letterman, when you talk about tough shoes to fill, and only because, whether you liked him or not, when you have somebody who's in a job for so long and then somebody else comes in, and somebody of note was in a job for so long, it's very tough to fill the shoes. I mean, that's the best way to put it. So Colbert had his first night out off the holiday. And I guess what he did was he came out in a light blue suit, ran on stage with his band leader. The audience was screaming his name. He said, "Hello, Nation." His first two guests were George Clooney and Jeb Bush, the Republican presidential candidate. And how did Bush handle the one-on-one with Stephen Colbert? Apparently pretty good from what I could see in between bouncing in and out. There was no gotcha in it. And he was one of the first people on, so that gives him a little bit of an edge. And of course, George Clooney is kind of a layup guy to have on, and he is going to draw an audience. So we'll see. It's strange. You know, Jay Leno, David Letterman, Jon Stewart, all of them had filled positions for such a long time, but good for him. And Colbert has been getting a lot of ink lately about his faith, his family, his thoughts, and what he's going to do in this CBS show. I mean, it's a huge moment for the CBS network and The Late Show, because with Letterman being there for two decades, it's now a question of, can this guy make it thrive or not? And Colbert praised Letterman and said he doesn't want viewers to think he's replacing him, that he's just going to honor his achievement. And he said occasionally make the network get very, very mad at us. So, I don't know. We'll see. I think it's tough again when you make that transition. And late night is an interesting place now, television side. Of course, we're on the air, and we love the radio thing on America Tonight. We hope you're listening and spreading the word. But when you dip into the TV wars at night, you've got some really different dynamics sort of going. And I think that makes it interesting across the board. I think one of the saddest things ever is when somebody is cut down somehow in their life in their 20s, and I just happened to see this before I went on the air, that Tyler Sash, who's a former Giants safety, you know, our Nail the Score game was the Giants and the Cowboys, died. He's 27 years old, and he was a big star with the Iowa Hawkeyes. But he was found dead by a family member. The cause of death they haven't determined yet, but he was in Iowa. Certainly those of you listening in Iowa know him. He was one of the greatest defensive backs in Iowa history. He had 19 interceptions. It had, you know, almost 230 tackles. And his NFL career was pretty short. The Giants picked him in the sixth round, but he won in the Super Bowl, so he got a Super Bowl ring as a reserve. And the Giants even released a statement saying they were saddened to hear of the passing of Tyler, that the thoughts and prayers got to the family and friends and all the Hawkeyes he was proud to represent. So there was reaction on Twitter for so many athletes that knew him. He was a popular guy. He was an easygoing guy. And we don't know the details yet at this point, but pretty sad. 27 is such a young age. And, of course, we don't know our expiration dates. We've talked about that before in America Tonight. My grandmother thinks that we're born with it. It's stamped on us when we're born. But I think the power of family and the difference of somebody, and when somebody outlives their kids, how tough that is on people to overcome. I mean, to go through those loops that you go through when you don't have, you know, the person who was your kid who was so much younger around anymore. This is probably not going to be a surprise to most of you, but Harry Reid made an announcement that He might be permanently blind in his right eye. He had a brutal fall on New Year's Day, an exercise accident. And he's saying, you know, in life, you don't always get what you want. He wears sunglasses to protect the eye, and he says he wishes he hadn't hurt himself, but he wears the protective sunglasses because of the light and that it messes with his eyes. And if you look at Reed, he's 75. And he was exercising. This goes to show you. He was exercising with a large resistance band at his house when it snapped and he crashed into his bathroom cabinet. So he broke a bunch of bones around his eyes, rib cage. He had to have surgeries to restore his vision, and including to help dissipate the blood that was pooling up in his eye. And nothing seems to have completely worked. And he said, I'm sorry, I hurt myself doing something I've been doing for years, but it affected my stability. I'm getting better. I've been doing exercises for that. I can read now. Don't read nearly as fast as I used to. I had a world-class speed reading ability. I don't have that anymore, but I'm doing just fine. And, you know, it was so odd because you'd see him in public and he seemed to just get worse and worse and worse. And I thought, when are they going to say so? And this just happened. When are they going to say something about his eye? Because they weren't saying anything. And then that comes out. And the accident was a terrible freak accident. But he was on the equipment. And that caused that to happen to him, which is crazy. I know three different stories of people who have been nearly killed or severely injured on equipment that they've used their whole life. And it's such a ingrained thing that the idea of not doing it is just unacceptable. To not work out, why wouldn't I use the resistance band? I've never had a problem before. Why wouldn't I get on the treadmill? I haven't had a problem before, and it's just timing and everything that intersects when something unexplainable happens. How did I trip? How did I fall? How did this injury befall me? But it did. And so now I have to deal with it. You have to deal with it. We're paying some bills, then we're back on the flip side with more of America Tonight.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Do you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Then get on board with the Tax Admiral and let us steer your way to financial freedom.
The IRS is the largest collection agency in the world. They can freeze your bank accounts, seize your car, home, will garnish your paychecks and benefits.
Don't take on the IRS alone. I can fight for you using industry secrets that can help stop the IRS. I'll cut your penalties, slash your interest, and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company with over 30 years experience helping people clean up their mess with the IRS. And we have a 95% customer satisfaction rating.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS, are facing an audit, a lien, or levy, then call me right away.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah. When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Tail end of the week, cheap movie reviews. You go to a movie, flip me an email, americatonight.net. That means that you can win a copy of my book, Level the Playing Field, and it's cool to get thoughts on what we should avoid and what we should go to. Also, as we just did during this show, Tuesday into Wednesday morning, second hour, last segment, nail the score. Randomly, we pick the game of the week in the NFL. You call in or send me an email. Tell us who you think's going to win and what you think the final score will be. And it's as easy as pie. Boom. Man, the world could use some more pie, couldn't it? I mean, seriously, it is that easy. And it's so much fun to play anyway, so that's the whole idea. Here's some wicked, wacky, news you can abuse kind of stuff. And it includes, yet again, another cockamamie bizarro thing with a cruise ship. An engine fire on board a cruise ship, which was a Carnival cruise, again, how many times has this happened with Carnival, left 4,500 passengers and crew stranded in the Virgin Islands for a second day, forced the cruise operator to cut the trip short. The Carnival Liberty left from San Juan, Puerto Rico, with the guests and the crew, and it was a day into a week-long Caribbean cruise when a fire broke out. The fire was put out by the automated system. Nobody was hurt, thank goodness. They were told, the people were told to evacuate on shore after thick black smoke was billowing from the ship when it was docked in St. Thomas. Passengers were transferred to hotels. Movies were screened, a buffet, blah, blah, blah. Every passenger was offered 150 credit to spend on board and free transportation into town. Now, here's what they're saying again, because they have to dump the people. Carnival is saying passengers will get a full refund. They'll be offered a 50% discount on a future cruise. This is what I love. You're going to get a full refund. You had 5 minutes on board. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're going to give you a full refund. Well, that, thank goodness. And if you want to come again, which we hope you do, we'll give you 50% off. Yeah. How about a free cruise on top of the one you screwed up? Give me my money. So this is it. And I love this quote from a 21-year-old who was on board. She said, "I could feel worse, but I still see it as a free cruise. What is important is that nobody died or got hurt in the fire." Well, then there's that. But think of the things that have happened with Carnival. I'm just saying, I'm going to give you a little bit of skinny on them. Last year, there was a fire. Well, let's put it this. In 2013, the Carnival Triumph was pushed out of service. There was 4,000 people adrift in the Gulf of Mexico without power or sanitation. Toilets were overflowing. People were saying, "Help me," on the deck. Later that year, there was also a Royal Caribbean cruise. Now, of course, this wasn't Carnival. That ship was forced to dock at Freeport in the Bahamas because it had a fire. In 2010, an engine fire hit the Carnival Splendor's propulsion system and knocked out most of its power off the Pacific coast of Mexico. So we have seen that happen. I don't know. Are you rolling the die when you decide to jump on a cruise ship? Or it's one of those things that, so we'll get our money. It's okay. We will survive somehow. I don't know. I think it's kind of spoils the whole cruise thing. Because are you going to end up with toilets overflowing and you're screaming, "Help me"? Are you going to end up at some foreign port and they transport you, but they have thousands of people to transport, so, you know, you're going to wait for a long time for that, and then you're going to get offered 50% off your next cruise? I don't know. Here's a nutty one for you. A New York City millionaire left $100,000 trust fund for care of her 32 cockatiels. Every one was named in the will. Yeah, 32 of them. I mean, what are you going to do? Somebody has to take care of them, right? In the will, they were all named. From Margie and Nikki to Zach. The stepson is the trustee. There's also a cat, by the way, and a rescue dog. And what happened was this millionaire who died ran a fundraising firm and had a $5.3 million fortune. Dead at the age of 69. So, you know, this has happened before. Leona Helmsley, don't worry about the little people, left $12 million to her dog, Trouble. A judge trimmed that money to $2 million, because after all, this is a dog, and I love dogs. Look, I have Mahalo, but I cannot imagine. And so that judge did that because it made absolutely no sense. And so here you go again with kind of another crazy story about somebody with a lot of money, not a lot of family or family they wanted to give money to. And the animals end up with, you know, with the best deal. Let's put it that way. I mean, they're going to get the finest care, you would think, right? We do, of course, we don't know that for sure, and the animals can't talk. So with all that money, just you would hope that they would, you would hope they would get that. But again, we have no way to know that. And the woman who died has no way to know that. Call this guy crazy or, hey, this is my life and this is smart and this is what I do. But Cecil the Lion's killer was back at work, the Minnesota dentist, came back to work weeks and weeks away from what happened, and walked into the small dental practice past the media, which was swarming, protesters calling for him to be sent to Zimbabwe to face trial. Walter Palmer has retreated from the public pretty much since he was identified as the Lion killer in July. So there's not much insight into the hunt. There hasn't been any until a Sunday interview he did with the Associated Press, where he defended the kill as legal and announced the plan to return to work. And we'll see how that affects patients. I don't know. May affect them. Because they're animal lovers, and again, it goes back to the animal thing. And then if you see the pictures of Cecil, it is sad, I have to say. It's sad. Yeah, I know a lion's a lion. You see the lion, and he looks so content, and he's in the specific safe zone for a reason, and then some idiot kills the lion. I got to think that was some bad advice. Hey, we have a lion for you. Of course we do. And it should be an easy kill. We'll just have to lure it out of its safe surroundings, and then you can have a crack at it. I mean, give me a break. That's weak to begin with. I don't get it. I just don't get it. It doesn't make any sense to me. Of all the things you could spend money on, and I get a real hunt, I get going after deer, all of that. But I don't understand broadsiding an animal. Because there's always adoption, there's always places to take whatever the animal is, and better to do that than to wrestle with what's happening with the pet, etc., the frustration, whatever it is. It doesn't make any sense to me. So we move on to some other quick odds and ends. An Australian sheep is unofficially, they say, the world's wooliest. I saw this picture someone sent us, man. I just thought it was a bag of wool, a huge bag of wool. 40 kilograms, 88 pounds of wool sheared from a sheep found near the capital. It is officially the world's wooliest sheep. That is so cool. They removed all of that. So what can you do with that? You have to figure, boy, knitting, that is a lot. That is a lot of wool. And you see the sheep, and you cannot believe how big it is. I mean, just a huge, hairy, the wooliest of wooliest sheep. And this, the people who rescued the sheep, because it was a rescue, speaking of rescues, named the sheep, the wooliest sheep, Chris. Wow. Chris, the wooliest sheep. Shaving that sheep would have been interesting, don't you think? Enough of the silly news you can abuse. Hang with us.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity
gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Yeah, you can keep that stuff. You can keep the plan. This cat is already
being. I was a huge fan, and still am a huge fan of The Walking Dead. And no lie, one of my favorite characters was T-Dog. You're not going to believe this. In our virtual green room, we have the man, yes, Iron E. Singleton. You know him, you love him as T-Dog. He's been in a ton of other things, too. And remember him from Blindside. Remember what who he played on the Blindside? He was the drug dealer that scared me to death when I saw him on the screen. And probably Sandra Bullock, too. She was already running in the opposite direction. He's got a book out called Blindsided by the Walking Dead. I love it. Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for hanging with us here on America Tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me, Kate. I really appreciate that. And thank you for that compliment. I think, Sandra Bullock gave me the same compliment. She said I scared her there a bit with the character Alton I played. Yeah, so I appreciate
And that was a huge breakthrough for you. So when you got that call, and did you have to go on an audition, and what happened with the whole Blindside thing?
I did. I auditioned, and it took about a month for them to call me back. And of course, I was on pins and needles because that was the movie that opened the door for me. That is the movie that told Hollywood I exist. So when I auditioned, I knew I knocked it out the park. But you know, it boils down to physicality, and you know, if you have the right look, you have the right size. So I was just hoping everything would just kind of line up in my favor, and it was a tumultuous, to say the least, a month for me, 3 weeks to a month of waiting, I guess. But once I got that call, I was ecstatic, Kate. I said, I have to call my wife. I have to call my wife. Oh, my God. And I called her, and she was at work, and she worked for the state at the time. And she just, well, she kept it on the inside, but she imploded, put it like that. And she left work early, and she came home, and we celebrated. It was incredible.
Wow. And so, you know, it's tough, isn't it? I mean, you had to have been struggling, and I'm sure you talk about it in the book, and we're going to go into that in a second. But you try businesses, you're going after small roles. How tough is it, all that rejection and just trying to get that break?
Tough is a minor statement. That's an understatement right there. It's several years of ramen noodles and canned tuna and Vienna sausages, you name it. So I'd worked for 15 years in the industry before I got that break. Exactly. So I studied theater at the University of Georgia, and I was expecting that big things would happen immediately after graduating. I would go to L.A. and things would just happen. It just didn't happen that way, and I have to say that to aspiring actors. It just may not happen in the time you want it to happen, but in God's time. So continue at it. Stay at it. Don't ever give up, but you have to be passionate about it. Don't get into it for the money. So 15 years of that, doing community theater, low-budget indie movies, and then it finally happened because I was getting paid crumbs for those projects.
Oh, yeah, I bet. And then you get the role of T-Dog on The Walking Dead, and, I mean, that's an international super mega hit. When that happened to you, did you realize when you were on the set, did all of you realize, hey, this is going to really take off or no?
W-O-W, wow, is the word I have to use to describe that experience. And no, I did not see that coming. Neither of us saw it coming. Nobody saw it coming. We were just working another job. We're like, oh, man, this is cool. You know, we're on the set, get to work and meet new friends. And that was my thought. And hopefully it'll get picked up because we shot the pilot. And we're like, we shot a six-episode pilot. So Frank Darabont has that kind of pull. He's a legend in the industry. So when we did that, we're like, well, hopefully they'll pick up for another season. And when we premiered to 6 million plus, we knew that we had something special.
So and all those years that you were on The Walking Dead, then all of a sudden people also start to recognize you, because I would imagine people knew who you were, because it was such a beloved show and still is.
Oh, of course. I had several people to start recognizing me. People started recognizing me after The Blind Side because it was nominated for an Oscar, and Sandra Bullock won an Oscar for it.
Yeah.
So after that, people would recognize me, but then you'd have to multiply that times 100 or 1,000 once The Walking Dead aired, because people recognized me in other parts of the world. You know, in Europe and in, you know, all over in Canada, South America, just different places. So it's great.
And so your book is called, and I said this at the top, Blindsided by the Walking Dead. And tell me what it was like writing the book and what it's about.
It was an amazing journey. It pretty much coincides with my writing the stage play, because it was a stage play that was entitled Irony the Resurrected. And it details my life story, growing up destitute, living in a housing project in Atlanta, Georgia, and having my mom, a tumultuous relationship with my mother, a less than steady, stable foundation with my mother. She was an alcoholic, and she was addicted to crack. And I didn't have a relationship with my father, and my brother going left, so to speak, and with me going right after her death, because she died from HIV complications when I was in high school. And so it details that journey, and from me getting out of there, going to the University of Georgia where I played football, and go dogs, and then and studying theater, and then finally getting out of there and going 10 years hardcore trying to get an opportunity in Hollywood, and finally that Blindside moment came. And that's what I detail in both the stage play, which later became Blindside of the Walking Dead because of the title of the book. And it was an amazing journey writing the book and just putting it all together as well.
So you go in one direction, your brother goes in the other direction, and then after really pushing, and then you finally get that break and you make it. What's the relationship like with the brother?
I love him, but I love him from afar, because you know, there are times, because he's been in and out of jail for the past 20 plus years. When my mother died, it seemed as though that was an opportunity for him to soak, you know, in all of his sorrow and pain and grief. And I had the same sorrow, pain, and grief. I used it to inspire me. And and I didn't want to let my mother's death be in vain. So it inspired me to get out there, to work hard, and so that I could create a better life, not just for me and my family, but also so that I could inspire humanity. And, you know, I had that vision when I was a little kid. God told me that my job was to inspire humanity and to leave a great mark here on this earth, you know, before I die. My brother, again, like I said, I see him occasionally at family events, and I love him. We love each other. We have a great relationship, but I'm just not connected to that world anymore, and anything connected to that world, I choose to keep it at a distance. You understand what I'm saying, Kate?
Yeah, absolutely. So we fast forward now to what you're doing, and you talk about you know doing the stage play and all of that. What are you doing right now?
I'm actually performing my one-man show, Blind Side of the Walking Dead, in Orlando in a couple of weeks, and I'm traveling with the Walker Stalker Convention. So wherever they go, our goal is to perform the show there and eventually launch our own independent tour and take it abroad also, because, you know, we feel, when I say we, I mean me and my manager, who believes so very strongly in it, that the world needs to see the play and the world needs to see the book. I'm constantly promoting the book. I have book signings lined up in Orlando. So everybody just needs to read it, because it's a big dose of inspiration for anybody going through anything, anybody that's experienced struggle, pain, tragedy, sorrow, anybody that needs to be empowered. You name it, it's in the book, it's in the stage play, and people need to go out and get the book and come see the show when it's at a theater near you.
All right, I'm going to go see that show, and I'm telling everybody, pick up that book right now. Again, Blindsided by the Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Oh, thank you so much. I appreciate you having me on. I love you. I love all of your listeners. And y'all take care, and let's love each other, respect each other.
I love it. Thanks, Iron E.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. Bye.
Wow, what terrific stuff. Inspirational. So you could tell the guy is so authentic. You know, that's my thing. I say this all the time on America Tonight, talking about his mother and what he went through as a kid, how his brother went in the opposite direction. And then you remember T-Dog, seriously, I mean, he was one of my favorite characters. That is great, a great piece of acting. And I think with his castmates, that's part of the reason why The Walking Dead really took off and put zombies on the map. I mean, there's been this resurgence of interest in zombies and zombie movies, and that the way The Walking Dead was written and, again, beautifully acted, and he was a T-Dog for so many years on that show. And isn't it interesting that the break that probably many of you remember how menacing he was as the drug dealer. He was the thug who was on the streets, who was there in the blind side and trying to stop Michael Orr, in a sense, try to keep him in the life in his role in that movie. And just great stuff. So shows you how tough it is to make it 15 years, you heard him. So pick up the book, Blindsided by The Walking Dead, Iron E. Singleton. Hang with us. Much more coming your way next.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.